Welcome to You Are Enough podcast with Ogusin Bachidima, where we hold you by the hands, show you how to discover your inner personal power, master yourself, and achieve your desired life goals. So last week, I talked about building your self-confidence, how to know the type of self-confidence you have at the moment, and I also shared 5 steps in which you can use to build your self-confidence. So if you have not listened to that, you can as well check the 20th episode to listen to it. Okay, so this week I'll be talking about some essential questions you must ask yourself if you desire to grow. Okay, when we talk about growth is you living where you are to somewhere greater, somewhere higher than where you were before. Okay, so mind you can live where you are to somewhere else and you are not growing. That is when you live where you are to somewhere lower, you live where you are to somewhere lower than where you used to be. That is not growth. Growth is you living where you are to somewhere higher, somewhere greater. So don't misunderstand it. Okay, you can be living where you are to somewhere else, living, moving around, but yet it is not growth. So when you can truly say I am growing is when you are able to live where you are to somewhere higher. So at the end of this episode, you will have some clarity as to who you really are and where you are going to. Okay, because these questions are going to help you in life. These questions are going to help you discover where you are at the moment and where you are going to. Okay, that's because if you don't know where you are, how will you know where you want to go to? You can't say I am lost, I don't know where I am, and you're thinking about where else you want to go to. No, you have to first of all figure out where you are currently at the moment before you talk about where you want to go. So the first question you need to ask yourself is, what is my life purpose? What is my life purpose? Now I need you to fast forward your life to the end. So in your head, in your imagination, fast forward your life to the end and ask yourself what you want to be remembered for. What kind of person do you want the world to remember you for? Who do you want the world to see you as when you are no more? Okay, now your purpose is going to shape your goals. Your purpose is going to shape the way you think, the way you interact with people. It's going to shape the decisions you make. Okay, when you are able to answer the question, what is my life purpose? How do you want to be remembered for? Okay, how do you want to be remembered for? We know there are people that we can never forget. Let's take, for instance, Nelson Mandela. You can never forget him, like the world entirely can never forget him. Okay, because of his impact, because of what he did. Now ask yourself, if you're no more, what will you be remembered for? Will you be remembered for as long as people live on earth, or you'll just be remembered for a little while because of the little impacts you made? Okay, so that's a question you need to ask yourself. Now purpose is the intent why you were created. It is when you know and understand what you were born to accomplish. What were you born to accomplish? What problem were you born to solve? That is when you begin to answer the question, what is my life purpose? Because your purpose is going to guide your life decision, your goals. Purpose is going to offer you a sense of direction. When you know your purpose, you'll be able to know where you are heading to. You'll be able to know what are the things you are supposed to do. Okay, because your purpose is the reason why you wake up every single morning. Why do you wake up? Why do you keep doing what you are doing? That is your purpose. So you need to sit down and ask yourself, what is my purpose? What is my unique purpose? Why was I created? And after answering the question, what is my purpose, you will see that you will stop imitating other people. The reason why most of us are killing ourselves in imitating others is because we are yet to discover our purpose. Okay, when you discover your unique purpose, you will forget about what other people are doing and work towards your own purpose, because you have a different purpose. You have a different purpose why you are here. So when you are able to answer the question, what is my purpose? What is my life purpose? You will stop imitating other people. Okay, the second question is, what do you want out of life? What do you want out of life? Someone will say, well, for me, I want this out of life. I want that out of life. I want to be remembered for this. I want to be known for this. I want to be recognized as this. What do you want out of life? And this question is going to, remember what we're talking about, to say that these questions are going to give you clarity as to who you are. What do you want out of life? So many people are living life without knowing what exactly they want. That is why you see people jumping from one skill to another, one training to another, one lesson to another. Why? Because they are yet to answer the question or provide the answer to the question, what do you want out of life? Now, if I know that what I want out of life is to be known as an international speaker, an international singer, a global singer, and all of that, I will focus all my energy, my attention to pursuing that. But when you don't know what you want out of life, anything you see might look like what you want. So for you to know where you are going to and who you truly are, you need to answer the question, what do I want out of life? You need to sit down and ask yourself, what do I want out of life? When you're able to answer that question, it will give you a sense of direction. The third question is, am I prepared to change? Am I prepared to change? Now, before you set off on any new project, ask yourself, am I prepared to make the changes that comes with it? Am I prepared? Because the only person that can change your life is you, and it's going to require your effort for you to be able to change your life. It is going to require your effort. So are you ready to change? Yes, I've gone through several trainings, I've done this, I've done that, but the question is, are you ready to change? If you're not ready to change, nobody can change you. If you're not ready to change who you are, what you do, nobody else can change you. So are you prepared to change? It's something that has to do with your mind. If you're not prepared to change, there is no way you can change. Okay, because you can't create in your outer life you first know. Okay, so before you can create in your outer life, you first know what is going on in your inner life. Before you can create something in your outer life, you need to know what is going on in your inner life. What is going on in your inner life? Because your inner life is what gives light to your outer life. Your inner life consists of your thinking, what you think, what you see. Okay? The way your imaginations is your inner life. And that is what builds your outer life. That is what you focus on in your outer life. So you need to ask yourself, am I prepared to change? I want to do this, I want to do that. Are you ready for that change? Okay, once you're ready for the change, then you can move towards that goal, towards that project, and achieve it. And last question is, you need to ask yourself, is, are you a starter or a finisher? That's the last question for this episode. Okay, are you a starter or a finisher? There are other questions you can ask yourself, but for this episode we're looking at four questions. So the final one here is, are you a starter or a finisher? Now let me tell you who a starter is. A starter is someone who just starts new things, never finishes. We call them professional starters. I used to be like that. I used to start so many things. I'll start this, start that, and I'll end up leaving them halfway. Now let me remind you, let me tell you that whatever you don't finish has a way of haunting you in such a way that you will not be able to continue any other thing. Okay, so are you a starter or a finisher? Are you someone who just, you are good at starting so many projects, you are good at starting, but you don't know how to finish? Or are you a finisher? Are you someone who Once you start, you must finish that thing before you do something else. Okay, so ask yourself this question. Are you a starter or you are a finisher? When you're able to answer this question, you will be able to find clarity to who you are and what you really want to do. There's so many other questions you need to ask yourself. And these questions are going to help you grow. They're going to help you become a better version of yourself. Okay, so I'll take it again. The four questions. The first one is, what is my life purpose? Second, what do you want out of life? Third, am I prepared to change? And lastly, are you a starter or a finisher? So ask yourself those questions. Write them down if need be. Yes, there is need. Write them down and provide answers to them, and you will see yourself working towards your goal. Okay? So thank you very much for listening to this episode. If you got value from this episode, do well to help us share the link to with your friends, share it with your colleagues, your family members, and see you next week.